Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love is Blind, Season 6, Episode 1 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So this has been one of, I think, your favorite shows for us to do, Love is Blind, because they usually give us about 4 episodes each time. This time they decided to dump 6 on us. How you feeling so far in the first dump?
I'm good with it because this is my favorite show because of the concept of it, mm-hmm. right? Compared to all the other ones, Married at First Sight, it's you have no choice in it. Here, everybody has good choice. Now, they can't see each other.
Right.
Now, one thing I have always said about this show is they need to start throwing in some 4s and 5s because a lot of these people are pretty attractive folks. And so when they have a reveal, the odds of them being like, no, terrible. I think they need to have a good mix and different proportions.
We've seen some us, though. I'm just not attracted. We've seen some of those.
We have, but there hasn't been many when we watch it. When first episode where you see all the ladies and all the guys, it's rare that I'm like, ooh, why are you here? You have no shot. You know, it's rare that all of them, I'm like, okay, all these are pretty attractive people. So I'd be curious if they threw in a few 3s and 4s. Because we all know there are some people out there that we would even kiss on the mouth, you know, if you paid us money. So
okay. What if they did one of those that, you know, when you ask the girlfriend, so what is she like? You're like, well, she's got a great personality. Well, she's got a pretty face.
She is so sweet. She is so nice. Such a nice young girl. Yeah, but what does she look like? She's a Christian. She's in the choir. No, but what does she look like? She can cook her tail off.
And you know it's good. Leave that alone. Leave it alone. What is your first thought? I'm glad, by the way, I always talk about this. I'm glad that Nick Lachey stopped saying, and of course, I'm Nick Lachey, because somebody had, they must have seen us. And went, Nick, you might want to stop saying that. That was 30 years ago. Leave it alone.
Yeah, their intro every time is kind of annoying. Even this one they did, I was just like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. Let's get it. Mm-hmm. But this one was good because, you know, and I don't know about you, but did it feel like they're speeding it up?
Yeah.
Like that first day, it just seems like it sped up a little bit, which I appreciated. Mm-hmm. And so you got them coming to the women's quarters and men's quarters to introduce themselves. And they always kind of ask, why? Love is Blind. Why'd you sign up for this? Mm-hmm. And the ladies, was it AD? I was a dancer for sports teams and wanted to find somebody that's not focused on her looks, which that's what the experiment is for. The one lady I had a disagreement with is Jessica.
Why?
Because Jessica says she's nervous to tell the guys she has a 10-year-old kid. And, of course, then she goes into her crying. She's another crier. And she says she's got to wait until they get to know her first. I don't agree with that strategy. Why not just be honest?
It's not being dishonest. It's just when certain conversations are going to start, you know they're going to have those conversations, then have them then. Why rush through it? Hi, I'm a mother. We're a package deal.
I would rather that because I feel like if you're hiding it, there's a reason. And I had someone do that to me when I lived in San Antonio. I was dating her for 3 weeks before I knew she had 4 kids. Mm. Never told me.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between 1 and 4.
Well, even if you have 1, just tell me. Because it gives me the power of choice from the very beginning. I don't want to, because I think what she wants to do is connect with people, get them to like her, and then be like, hey, BTW.
Yeah.
I have a 10-year-old. I don't think that's right.
So, question for you.
Answer for you. Let's see if they match.
If she told you she had 4 kids on the first date, would you have tried sooner?
Would I have tried what?
Oh, to get some.
Would I try?
One thing I know she's doing.
Back in those days when this happened, the odds were higher, I think, that she might say yes. So, I don't know.
I'm just checking. See, this is why she's not telling them right away. They're like, oh, they're going to think on the honeymoon they're getting some. No. They open up the pods, right? And It's interesting because you get Chelsea and Trevor, and it's interesting because all these couples is their first meeting and how they're going in. And Trevor's one of those guys who say he's looking for a best friend on paper, but he wants some big sexual energy, right? Which I think is a dope way to kind of put it. Like, oh, so you're a freak. No. I just said, I want my partner to have that energy for me.
Don't blame him. I mean, Trevor's a big guy. He has big things he requires. And so great. Go for that.
Sounds like he's from Texas.
With the mullet. So did you get anything out of the fact that Trevor's dog is named Chelsea and Chelsea's dog is named Trevor?
The only thing I thought about was, okay, so what happens if they get together and they're, how does it work? Trevor. But both him and the dog come running. Chelsea, shut up. What did you say to me?
If she just yells, stop licking me, Trevor, I wonder who's the... <what's going on?
laughs> Oh, you say right here, Trevor, and all of a sudden the dog comes up. I'm coming.
So Chelsea asked him a nice question. Tell me five things that make you smile. Mm-hmm. And here's what I like about Trevor. He's a big guy, but he's a big softy, right? Yes. On the inside, right? So he says dogs, a sunny day, butterflies.
Yeah, that was weird.
A good love movie, not a rom-com, but a love. He likes The Notebook. Wow. And a fresh cut lawn. I laughed at that because this is why I have an HOA. I don't have to cut my grass because I've never enjoyed a fresh cut lawn. Yeah. That doesn't make me smile.
Oh, no, I like to see it. I don't want to do it. It's as simple as that. But did you catch this? When he asked her the same question, because that's what you do. Somebody asks you a question. All right, well, what about you then, right? And she says, sunset, cold Coors Light, and add them together, forget about it. Now, he said, oh, well, that came from, he referenced it where it came from, right? But did you realize that was only three things? Actually, it was technically only two.
It's two things. Yeah, I did.
Well, she said, add them together, so I made that three.
Yeah.
But she's still missing.
Yeah, it's only two things because he had named four, and she's going to give me one more. So he got to five, and all she did was, now, of course, we all know that there's editing, and maybe they just didn't put all that on camera. Who knows? Right. But once she said Coors Light, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't want to date a Coors Light kind of girl. Nope. I need somebody to match my bougie. You're not about to bring a 12-pack of Coors Light in my house.
For us? Come with some Stella Artois or something. something that requires you to change the shape of your mouth when you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Stella Artois.
I'm not in college, and I don't watch NASCAR, so don't need any Coors Light in my house.
Well, Chelsea's on another date on with Jimmy, right, who's a small-town guy from North Carolina, and he wants to travel, which is good for her because she likes to travel, right? Because she's a flight attendant, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
And he says he wants to travel and visit every NFL, NBA, and MLB stadium and arena in the country. Exactly what every woman wants to hear on a first date.
Well, at least that's travel. She might not want to go, but it's still travel. So I think that's a win-win for both. She's a flight attendant, so she has those buddy passes. Mm-hmm. So he can travel for free. I already like Jimmy because he's a Scorpio.
Right.
Once he says Scorpio, I'm like, Jimmy, my man, my notes.
I thought they were both pretty goofy, and they almost seemed like a match. Like, watching them the first time, because like, they're both, I'm like, okay, these goofy two can be good together, right?
Possibly. I mean, it's a good start. It's a good introduction date, because you got to figure that has to be awkward just to walk into a pod. You don't know who's over there and just start a conversation. Sometimes that could be hard to click with someone, so at least they had a good introductory meeting.
Well, Jimmy had another date with Fran Drescher. I mean, sorry, Jessica, or she called them J Squared. And, you know, interesting thing is Jessica was like, you know, I consider myself a homebody. And it's probably because she doesn't have a babysitter.
That could be a reason. Jessica seems nice, and the fact that he said he liked her voice and that she said people say she sounds like Fran Drescher, I'm like, I could totally see it. But
I didn't get it until she said it. She said it, I was like, that's it.
Yeah. I could totally see it. So here's my thing about Jessica. I think she's beautiful, but I'm curious, what is it like without all the makeup? because it's a lot. I'm just curious what that's going to look like for.
Yeah.
But man, is she a crier? Man, I don't know about you. I just can't. If I was at this age, I couldn't deal with that. If younger, maybe. But she's a big crier, and I think if being away from your daughter and all that is so hard, maybe you shouldn't have came on the show.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing about this. She's looking for that kind of love, looking for a stepdaddy for her child. So, you know, that's she's looking for this. So I get why she's there. And it's normal for, especially if you're a single parent, right? And you have the child all the time, that you're going to have this separation anxiety. That's going to happen. It's a good thing that she actually gave Jimmy a nickname to. I think it's good. This is a good sign for them because, again, I thought Chelsea and Jimmy great. Then I see this and she gives him Jimmy with the juice. I'm like, yo, first date, you got a nickname? This is a good sign.
They had a good meeting too. I mean, some good chemistry with them. Now we'll have to find out how Jimmy feels about the 10-year-old. But good chemistry, a good first date, good introductory meeting. Again, Jimmy had two back-to-back good introductory meetings, which I think would be difficult for me to do just one. So kudos to him. And we'll see how their adventure goes.
Now, next up, the star of this episode was Matthew. And his first date, I like the way they kind of sequence this, right? Well, Jessica with Jimmy. Now let's get Jessica with Matthew. And they just keep pairing them off that way, right? So Jessica and Matthew. And he starts off with, I have questions written down and they're numbered 1 through 15. Pick a number. That already, when he first said, I have questions written down, I was like, uh-oh. And then he goes, they're numbered between 1 and 15. I'm like, Jesus, really? And then he said, pick a number. I was like, I kind of like this.
I did too.
Where this is going.
I like the strategy because it's to me, it's it'd be one thing if I have 15 questions, I'm going to ask you question number one. That would make it bad. But the fact that he says I have them 1 through 15, pick one. Mm. And so she was like, okay, this would be fun, number whatever. And so
she said number 10, yeah.
Yeah, and so whatever that question was, I forget. But I thought it was good. But Matthew, just from watching him, before I even see the rest of this episode, just his first demeanor, I got Dexter vibes. I'm like, you know, this dude is a serial killer.
I can see why, because he really does kind of give that off. I've never watched Dexter, but I know exactly what you mean. And the fact is, she plays along with his game. All right, give me number 10. He asked the question, which both you and I completely forget what it is, because that's not the important part. The important part, she answers it immediately, like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And what about you? I really only plan on asking questions, not answering them. Rule number one, never ask a question you are not prepared to answer. Fellas, the all three of y'all, in the words of Birdman, all three of y'all, if you ever ask a woman a question, you're out on a date, be prepared to answer that exact same question.
Ladies, but isn't that just a social norm? If I'm like, hey, Yanni, how are you doing? Your proper response is, I'm doing well, Terrell. How are you doing? I'm doing great.
No,
what are you doing today?
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared to answer that
question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not taking questions today, Yanni. So I just want to make sure you're good, but don't you worry about me and mine's. So no. So he's just odd. And so then they pair him up with Sarah Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks her, whatever number she picked, the question was, what are some of your short-term goals? I get it, maybe. Sarah Ann's a little chatty, a little talker, kind of rambled a bit. And he was just like, yeah, all that love stuff, I'm out. It just walks out. Well, that's trifling.
The fact that he walked out of her, she was like, thank God, right? But I'll tell you why her reaction, and she probably did that on purpose. Because when he first walked in, he's not showing a lot of confidence. It shows immediately. Because she simply asked, how's it going today? And he was just like, and so she's just like, you know what? Let me end this. Let me do us both a favor.
I don't think that was intentional. I think she was just answering the question and being herself. And then he just walked out. As soon as he heard her say the L word, he was like, I don't have time for all that feelings and emotion, and just ghosts her. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, then he had another day. I was like, oh, they're good. They're making him the star of episode one for sure. Amber and Matthew. Now, Amber picks question number four. He goes, oh, that's been picked too much already today. Pick another number. I'm like, yo, this dude has no clue at all.
Socially awkward is really what it boils down to. He's just socially awkward. And if this is how he is with a wall in between you,
yeah,
imagine to go to happy hour with him,
yeah,
and talk to people or a networking event. I think that would have to be painful.
The first thing I thought after he did that, I was like, yeah, he is definitely not getting chosen. He is going to be single all the way through, right? That was my initial thought. And then he goes on a date with AD, a.k.a. Amber Desiree, the Black Amber. And she asked, what is he looking? Hey, so what are you looking for? He's like, right off the bat, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yo, seriously? That's a normal question in this kind of scenario, right?
Well, she took charge. Yes. And so maybe that's what he liked, is the fact that he was like, oh, okay. I like the fact that she just very assertive. And so here's where at first I'm like, Matthew's an ass, as I'm watching these other dates. Then he gets to this date and he says that he's not doing Love is Blind to be a C-list celebrity.
And that was another example of him being an ass, but go ahead.
Well, no. Because how many times do we see people doing this for clicks and Instagram subscribers and all that type of stuff?
Somehow I knew you would like that comment from him, but him I did. Saying it's a C-list celebrity means that he's just an ass. Because, you know, I'm not trying to do this for fame. Same thing. C-list celebrity was like, go on with your little friends.
No, C-list celebrity is what we all think of. A lot of some of these YouTube folks and people that are on TikTok, you know, they're not A-list celebs just because you have a bunch of subscribers. Mm-hmm. You know, C-list. So I would agree with how he
would that
worded
make
it.
Us E-list? Because, you know, we still haven't even hit our 10,000 subscribers yet.
We're not cocky like that. So that's the difference. Our goal isn't to be famous. You know, our goal is like, hey, I'm not walking around with my at Just Terrell on my t-shirt and hats and all that type of stuff. So now
actually, on my station stuff, I always have it on the back door instead of my name.
If we start getting like some sponsors and all that, would I do that? Hell yes. If I'm getting paid to do it.
C-list Terrell.
Yeah. So he talks about how, you know, he talked to his therapist. He goes, because everybody's doing that these days. I'm like, no, people have been doing therapy for a long time. This isn't something new. But I'm glad that he's doing it, because we talk about how important it is to do some of your own work on yourself. Mm-hmm. Talk to a therapist if you think you need it. And what I've seen so far from Matthew, I'm like, yes, you need to be in therapy.
Yeah.
And working through whatever it is that makes you the way he is.
Apparently, so, he's a comedian, too, because he's like, hey, I'm the king of first impressions. That's not always a good thing.
Sarcasm. Waka, 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 waka. Sarcasm. You know, but whatever he said, it worked.
Yeah.
Because AD was feeling him, right? And she said, hey, the beginning was strange, but I had a good time.
Yeah.
And so we see that they made a connection. So then I started, after this, I'm like, well, maybe Matthew's not that bad.
Right. It really, because he got comfortable and he started actually speaking and opening up, and you can see that these two had a connection. And it's, you know, the opposites attract, the Paula Abdul effect, you know, because Matt is a country boy, AD is a city girl. Not in that sense, even though judging by some of the things she said later that she probably wasn't, because she did say she's into the ballers, the players, and never really gives a nice guy a chance. And she's thinking of this guy as a nice guy. Maybe she's going to give him a chance, because it looks like she's falling for this guy, even though she can't believe it.
It does. I couldn't believe it either, but I was like, you know, maybe Matthew's not that bad. And let's see where this goes for them. And then after she gets a touch of the country boy and all that, then she has a date with her Norm.
Right. So Clay, and it seems like they have good chemistry from the get-go, though. And then... You know, here's the thing. He decided he wanted to do his radio voice. And I was just like, oh, jeez. And then he said he wanted a cat. And she was like, oh, ew.
Well, here's the thing, though. I want to see more Clay, because I'm getting a phony vibe about him. And he's saying that he's ready for a long-term commitment and, you know, thank you for validating me because I've been doubting myself. I'm like, you don't come across like the type of dude who doubts yourself, but could be, right?
Right.
But I'm just wondering, is he running game? You know, I want to get a cat, trying to make himself seem more vulnerable and all that. But is it for real? Is it for show? We shall see.
It was a great line because, you know, because it was him showing. Women always say they want to see a man be vulnerable, right? So he showed his vulnerability by saying, you know, I was a little bit unsure until this conversation.
Right.
You did it to me.
Right.
It's you.
Right. I was really about to pack my bags and leave. And then I met you in the pod. And then the stars opened up and it was beautiful. And I feel like this is where I need to be. You touch me in a way that no one else has touched me in the first 2 minutes I've met them. Right. So
exactly.
So we'll see. I'm hoping it's genuine. But right now I'm getting a vibe like this dude's running game.
Player. Well, everybody goes back to their quarters and it's time to compare notes. And, you know, it seems like the guys and the girls are a little different in a sense. Because Trevor's out there saying, hey, look, here's my number one. Chelsea says, and he's happy there. But here's the thing. Jessica also kind of gives up who her number one is, right? And Ashley was like, well, but does he make you a vagina pulse? So, ladies, that is the determining factor, huh?
That is the question I want to ask the ladies. Please comment on this. Have you ever met somebody that made your vagina pulse? And is that your litmus test to see, ooh, I'm going to like him? I'm just curious.
As soon as we get done with this, I'm going to go ask my wife.
Oh, I don't want to know the answer to that one.
You will never know the answer.
Keep that to yourself, you know. But this is the thing we always talk about with this show. It's like when you get back into the quarters after your first round of the pods, keep that close to the vest.
Yes.
Don't share. Maybe say you had a great connection with someone. Don't give too many details so they can figure out who it is. You know, Chelsea's telling everybody that, you know, I'm excited about Trevor and Jimmy. So you're kind of playing your hand a bit.
We always talked about this, didn't we? You always was like, hey, shut your mouth in the quarters.
Yeah, in the quarters, just never know because it's a contest. Right. We're trying to all win and get married at the end of this. AD tells everybody that she likes Matt and all the ladies are like, what? Who?
Which Matt? Was there a different one in there?
They're looking at their notes. It's like, I only saw one Matthew. Is that the small town guy with the 15 questions? You liked him?
No, they're all questioning her.
Do you, boo? Do you?
Well, the next morning, the women assumed that Vince would be cooking for the guys, and apparently they were absolutely right about attorney chef Vince, and that's the first and last we've heard of him.
Hey, he got his spot. He got his little spotlight. All right, he didn't hit the cutting room floor, so he made it.
Yeah, he did. So day two in the pods, Amy and Johnny, these two seem to nerd out almost immediately over Japanese, wanted to travel to Japan and Japanese anime.
They did, you know, and I think if Johnny likes to travel, Amy likes international travel, so those are good signs.
Yes.
Amy's mom is from Spain. She was born in Puerto Rico. She does have a sexy accent, you know, so there's, and it's not like a Sofia Vergara type accent. I like that one better than Sofia.
Hers didn't show up till she started to pronounce Spanish names. And then all of a sudden, it kicked in and it never left after that. Yeah. He was like, once he said, ooh, she was like, I'm rolling every R from here to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. See, babe, but the more comfortable she gets with him, the more her accent comes out. So I think she was trying to put up that facade at first. You know, Johnny's from New Jersey, has three siblings. By the way, do we know where this is being filmed at?
No. We'll have to look it up and see it. And
because there's people from all over the place. So I was just like, this is different. I thought they normally were in the same.
I like that, though.
Well, I do, too. But then the question is it harder to stay together if once this is over, you're immediately in a long-distance relationship?
You know, I'm almost assuming that it's probably in New York or somewhere close, or somewhere in that vicinity, just because it could be easier in that space, and especially, but who knows?
Yeah.
But then you have the North Carolina, because there's a lot of Southern accents in there as well, too. So it really and truly, the way people are moving around, it could be anywhere. And shame on us for not figuring this out, but that's because we don't have enough to pay a producer that would have told us this crap, because you and I did not read the show notes at all.
Well, by the time we recap episode two, we'll know exactly we'll know exactly where they are. But I thought they had, they being Amy and Johnny, they had good chemistry. Amy said she's always felt like kind of an outsider. Yeah, and I think she said her dad had to like beg kids to come, which I'm just wondering, like, why is that? And I think what it is it's weird for us to comprehend, because you see she's so beautiful, you're like, how is it hard for you to hang out with people? No. You know, but that's not always, just because you're pretty don't mean people want to hang out with you.
But as this, talking as kids, and they were, here's the difference, and it kind of probably means where they were, where she was growing up in the States, and remember, Hispanic. So it doesn't mean that everybody, you're in Texas, so it's like, oh, well, everybody accepts everybody. No, that's not the case, right? And I think that the fact is, like, for her, it just may have been that. And it may have been the family. People just, the group of people there around just didn't, kids are kids, and parents can be worse than kids. And it was
good point. Good point. But also, she's another crier. So we got that. So we got two.
Oh, look at
actually, there's a few more, but I'm counting. I'm counting. I'm just like, oh, why you got to cry?
Oh, my God. What'd you think of Amber, Desiree, and Clayton as we find out they're real, you know, because before they were AD and Clay, they get on their second date and it's Amber, Desiree, and Clayton. They're getting a little flirty now that they learn each other's names.
Well, you got to say the way Amber, Desiree said it. Clayton, like there's no T. Clayton. When she said, my name was Clayton, but goes, Clayton. I was like, why'd you say it like that? That's awful. There's a T in that.
That was her cheerleader voice, her dancer voice.
could be, but at least, you know, they're opening up, sharing a little bit more with each other. They still have some decent chemistry, so
yeah,
kudos.
Well, we see her having even more chemistry with her next date, which was Matthew. So AD and Matthew, and she's like, yeah, I've been randomly thinking about you all day. I'm like, damn, even while you were on the date with Clay, so is that what it was?
Apparently, you know, and he's been thinking about her. And blah, blah, blah. So she asked him, what's his favorite music genre? He said, well, this could be the deal breaker, right? He said, I like rock music and instrumental music. And I'm like, just like a serial killer. Cutting up bodies to just music with no lyrics.
Don't need lyrics to mess up these precise cuts.
Yeah. But, and this is where we see a little bit more of Matthew opening up, because, she asked him, do you have rhythm? He said, probably more than what you realize, and that he used to get into these dance-offs. And there was a guy at a dance-off that was really bringing it to him, so he tried to do a split and tore his hamstring. And so I'm like, okay, maybe there's a fun, playful side to Matthew, and it's not as serious or as bad as he's looking so far to the other folks.
There's nothing playful about tearing your hamstring. I pull my hamstring and I'm ready. I get a Charlie horse and I'm ready to cry. So I can only imagine you out there trying to do all that. Then, whew. But that's why. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. You don't break out a split unless that's your normal move.
Right.
That's not something you just try. Mm-hmm. And then what'd you think of Amber?
Is it a dance off with a brother?
I don't want to make an assumption. So I don't know. I mean, coming from a small town, maybe there's not a lot. It's like Footloose. There's like one black dude in the whole town.
It's like the Valley in Texas.
Yeah. So who knows? Who knows? What do you think of AD's irrational fear of birds attacking her and pecking out her brain?
Well, you know, sometimes the weave can look like a nest. And I'm going to leave it right there. But, you know, here's the thing, though. Matthew is probably like, that's an interesting thought. Because he does have the serial killer vibes, right?
Tell me more about these brains. This sounds interesting.
You know, here's the thing I like about what he said, though. He's like, AD, you know, she makes him nervous and comfortable at the same time. I think he's just scoring points, and it feels like he is now her top choice.
Yes. In my notes, I put Matthew is laying it on thick.
Yes.
You know, pretty thick. And so if it's genuine, great. You know, win-win for both of them. I mean, you're there for to find your person.
Right.
Don't waste your time with some of these other people. If you know, it's a no. Walk out the room, move on, and only focus on the one that you're vibing with. Right. That's what I feel like he's doing right now.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And, you know, weird couple, the odd couple, but we'll see how this goes. But next up, Jessica and Jimmy, they have another date, and they're eating hot wings. And apparently, you need to know the level of spice you can handle, Jimmy.
Well, yes, you do. But I feel like both of them can't handle much spice.
No,
because on average, wings are not that spicy.
Right.
Now, unless you order, you know, extra hot and all those type of deals. But on average, not that spicy. But I guess maybe spice is not their thing. She looks cute eating seasoning. Wings. Not many people can look good eating wings. Remember, I told you about that one date I had where I stopped it because the way she ate wings. I'm like, this is disgusting. I can't do it.
But yeah, you have the nerve to talk about me. Well, go ahead.
Talking about feet. Feet you can't change. You can change how you eat wings.
No, you that's a about choice. The way I eat wings.
The way you eat fried chicken, that's a choice. You can eat all of the chicken, or you can take two or three bites and be done with it.
It's not two or three. It's the most important parts.
No, that's a choice. The way she looked eating those wings, I was like, who? I can't do it.
So you like the way Jessica was eating her wings.
I just said that, you know, she looked cute eating wings is what I said.
You know, an interesting thing about this, right? Because there's so much with them. They had a couple of different things here. Because at one point, Jessica actually revealed to him she hasn't talked to her daughter, nor has she told Jimmy about her daughter yet, right?
Yep.
And then here's the thing about it. Jessica did the slick move as she's talking to Jimmy. She called him her husband, then pretended she didn't mean to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Really?
Oops.
Yeah. Slick.
Hey, husband. Oops. My bad. That's with the wings. That's the wings talking.
But then here's the thing. They get to this whole thing, and you knew this was going to happen, especially once they showed her talking to the women in the quarters, saying that she hadn't told them about it, but she knows she's going to have to because they're going to get to these conversations. She's like,
right.
I feel this connection. We're going to get to this point where we have to, so I'm going to bring it up to him. He says he's looking for someone who is accepting of his family, which gets me to thinking, tell me more. What's going on with your family?
Well, I think it's because he has a large family.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like five siblings. And so I think that's what he was referring to. So she decides to open up and drop the bomb and really dragged it out, you know, because he's like, well, sounds like you have a secret. And she's like, well, when you say secret, I feel like it's negative.
Mm-hmm.
And this might not be negative. She says that she has the kid and she had a kid when she was 17. So Jimmy takes a long pause. And I feel like he was calculating math. He's like, wait a minute, you're 28. 17.
No, yeah, because here's the thing about it. When she said she had a 10, because she starts off and says, I have a 10-year-old, and he went, click, 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 click. He's counting back the years. He's like, how old did she say she was again?
Yeah.
When did she start? What was it? Was it?
Yeah.
you can see all of that go. And you know, it's all the men know, because they were all the, how old again?
You got what now? Tell me what again? So here's why I say it's important because of what happened after she told him.
Mm-hmm.
He asked, why didn't we talk about that earlier? And she says she wanted him to get to know her first and establish a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then she says her daughter is her greatest accomplishment.
Mm.
To me, if it's your greatest accomplishment,
exactly.
Why are you hiding it? Say it up front. That's your greatest. Be proud. Hey, I had a kid when I was 17 and I love him to death.
That her. I agree with you in that. Sorry, I just had to get you on that. I agree with you in that space. If your child is your greatest accomplishment, you don't hide. And I get it. You're not trying to lead that way, but it did feel like it she had to be guided there, right? But he says it's not a deal breaker for him. And he still wants to hear more about it.
He's still processing.
I noticed he said it, though. Did you notice that part?
Well, yeah. I guess.
It's like, no, you want to know more about her. Come on, Jimmy. You got to figure this out. But his mind is, here's the question, because he was so distraught when she said that. Do you think it would have been worse if she said, I have a 2-year-old, mm-hmm. as opposed to I have a 10-year-old?
All that could play into it. Because if you have a 2-year-old, I'm like, why are you here?
Right.
At the show, you should be at home with your 2-year-old.
It's a 10-year-old. So is that better because there's been time? Obviously, that relationship is not.
It's not about time. It's just they're older. Right. And, you know, you can leave them with a dad. I would feel weird about somebody being on a dating show that has a 2-year-old sitting at home. I think that would be odd. So he says it's not a deal breaker, but I still think he's trying to process that. So he said they had a baby with a guy she knew since elementary school. She got pregnant her senior year of high school. They broke up a year after Autumn was born, and he's still involved, which is great. But exactly. Then here's that line that I can't stand. We are a package deal.
I knew you wouldn't like that line, but okay. Where's the lie, though? Okay. And here's the difference. She said he is a great father. He's involved. It's not like, oh, I got a deadbeat daddy on the side or whatever. No, he's involved. We are good co-parents. This is what it is. But yes, doesn't mean that he's taking Autumn. She and I are a package deal. Where's the lie?
Because she should have said it from the very beginning and just been upfront with it.
Okay.
If you're going to house shopping and the realtor shows you this beautiful home and you're like, wow, I'm interested. Tomorrow I'm going to come back and check. Then the realtor's like, okay, so by the way, there's a basement. And there's a whole nother level of this house we didn't tell you about last time because we want to make sure you liked it at first.
Well, you might be excited.
No.
Is it a finished basement?
All I'm saying is, male or female, if you have children, say it up front to the people you're talking to. Don't try to like, get to know me first and then say it. Just if it's your proudest accomplishment, say it. If you're ashamed of your children, I get it. But that's a whole nother problem. If that's the case.
Let's use one of your analogies. You're at dinner. Okay. You're at dinner. And you finish your meal and the waiter comes out and says, the chef wanted you to try this wonderful dessert. It's on the house.
Well, a kid is not on the house.
The chef is very proud of this dessert.
Yeah, because you're going to see a surcharge on that receipt. No.
Okay. Apparently, I'm not good at this analogy thing. But the line that I hated the most, he kind of led her into it. Where he's like, oh, she's your best friend. She's like, yeah, she's my best friend. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Best friend, greatest accomplishment, say it up front. That's all we're saying.
Well, poor Jimmy, man. He had it because he's done. He goes into the next date. He's in a date with Chelsea and before we even get to that part, it feels like when he gets in there, he feels a lot freer to flirt with Chelsea now that he knows Jessica has a kid. He's like, oh yeah, let's go. And he starts really laying it on with Chelsea, right?
He does. You know, he starts opening up. You know, I think she said, what's your biggest achievement? He said, being a first generation college student, which is huge for a lot of folks.
Right.
And so that was good. And the whole time Chelsea's like, oh crap, I didn't go to college. Is that
did you
cool?
See his face when he said that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but she's like, I didn't go to college. He was just like, oh, dang, I got baby over here, and I got, you know.
Yeah. And then Chelsea said she had something to lay out, which could be a big red flag, right? And poor Jimmy's like, okay, damn it, what is it now? I heard about the kid. You ain't go to college. You went to trade school 42 times. You know you could have got a college degree by then, right? You can see the stress on Jimmy's face.
Jack of all trade, master of none. And it's funny, like, I was the only flight attendant in my training class that didn't go to college. It's like, that's awesome. But and I agree, you don't have to go to college to be successful doing in your life. So it's not like you have to do it. So there's no slight to Chelsea for not going to college. But you did see Jimmy's face. He was just like,
Jimmy didn't think, because Jimmy was proud of it.
Yeah. So then she explains that she's divorced. She's been married before. She got married when she was 18 to her high school sweetheart. They were married 5 years, but he wasn't her person. And Jimmy's just sitting there just like, Jesus. And here's the reality when it comes to dating, whether it's on this show or in real life, everybody has something. Yes. Everybody's gone through something. So yes. You got to be a lot more open. The further you get past 18, 19, 20, mm-hmm. people have things. Yes. And you got to be open to
that. They've lived a life.
They've lived a life, and you got to be open to that. You can't judge them for it. It's just Jimmy's thinking to myself, I'm on a show. I have all these options, and every pod I go, it's different bomb after different bomb after different bomb.
Yo, Jimmy's sitting over there like, the hell? And she's like, are you okay? He's like, well, you know, I had some scarier news today from someone else. The way he said that said everything.
Yeah, he's just like, Jesus. He's going to start walking to every other pod. Hey, I'm Jimmy. What's wrong with you? Now, here's what I thought was interesting about Chelsea. Why is she so emotional and crying about that?
Right.
If you chose to get married at 18, mm-hmm. lasted 5 years, divorce didn't work out, you made choices, you grew, and you moved on. Yeah. Why feel bad about telling someone about your past unless you also feel like you made a mistake and you don't want to own it because or you feel like you're going to be judged, but regardless... That's the decision you made. Hey, this is what I did. I learned something. I got through it. Here I am today. And if someone has an issue with it, you know, F them. But don't start crying, get all emotional because you chose this is your life.
But, okay, let's be fair. Jimmy did kind of judge her for it because he says, I need a moment. And she takes it as he doesn't like her, but he's actually saying the opposite. But the way his reaction, and I get it. He just got the kid dropped on him. Then he gets, you give him to no college, and then now this, he's just like, holy crap. He just doesn't know how to dig out of this hole. He's just, better news for Chelsea, she has another date. It's with right. Trevor this time. And Trevor
Gaston. called Trevor Gaston.
Here's the interesting thing. Trevor tells her the last girl he was with, he just knew he would marry her. And I thought that was going to send Chelsea in a spiral like her news sent Jimmy after, like, oh, well, Jesus, what's this now?
Well, he felt that he was with someone and they talked about getting married. It would have thought. And she asked, well, what held you up? And Trevor said, I have to be 1,000% sure.
Right.
And I was kind of impressed by that because I've stood in many weddings where I'm like, you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
You should. I've stood in weddings where I'm like, there's no way this is going to last longer than 6 months. Right. You know, but you're just like, are you sure? He wants to be 1,000% sure. And so then he asked her, like, have you ever, you know, been that much in love or thought about marriage? And that's when she drops the bomb. And she's like, he's like, what? Yeah, I thought we told you about this yesterday. No, you didn't tell me about this.
I like how he made a joke about it. He's like, so... Does that mean you were close? I was like, now that's what I'm talking about. That's how you flip that around.
Yeah. Well, and the way he handled it, he's very mature in how he handled it because he said, look, everybody has something. Some of what I was saying that, you know, you can't expect someone to be a virgin or they've never kissed another dude. And he said, it's so common these days. And it is, you know, mm-hmm. we see it all the time, but he's immediately clicking with her.
Yeah.
And he even says, I'm ready to propose right now. You know, I'm sure he was joking, but I think he was also kind of serious.
Yeah. I mean, he's already told the guys this is his number one. So he's locked in. And I'm not mad at that. You're locked in, lock in, keep a couple options just in case, because this is the pods. You just never know. You know, they didn't really spend a lot of time on Amy and Johnny after that with them just doing that quick song. I thought we could have done without the song. However, it made Amy laugh, and that's what matters.
He's being silly, being vulnerable. It works. I just don't want to hear the song. I don't want to hear him sing anymore. Yeah, I think it's funny. It's cute, but y'all can just edit that out.
Yeah, y'all could have kept that for them. Send them that so they can enjoy it. So, AD tells the girls she's about to go on this date night. She goes on this, night date is what it was because they're on a date night. Is it night? Well, whatever. So, it's late night. She's in there with Clay and, Clay says that he felt like he was never chosen by the woman he wanted. And I totally get that, right? Because isn't that how relationships usually work? One person likes somebody more than the other. Like, you've been in a relationship with somebody, you're like, this is the one. And she's like, yeah, he's all right. or somebody's been like, Tara's the one, and you're like, she's all right.
All right, so in the real world, if you had a dude that tells you, he has that whole player vibe about him, he's like, you know, Yanni, I've never been able to get the one I really want. You'd be like, whatever, man. Whatever. There could be a reason why they didn't stick with you. So I'm just getting that vibe from him. Still not sure about him, but saying that he struggled with being emotional and all that stuff to women. It seemed like he was on a good path of this conversation until...
Stop the claps.
Until he pretty much just straight up, yeah, but what do you look like though?
Yeah. Yo. And here's the interesting thing about the way he was like, look, regardless of the emotional connection, yes, regardless of the emotional connection, I need to know, because I want to know that when we come through those doors, I'm attracted to that person. Like, our attraction is what I want it to be, that reveal to be a super turn on is what he called it.
Right.
I'm not going to look at you and say, well, her brains are amazing. Then again, he might. But it can only be speculation.
Well, and that's just it. What's the purpose of this experiment?
Right.
To fall in love with somebody that you've not seen. You don't know what they look like. Mm. You're just going off the true connection. That's what you signed up for.
Do you think she was right? Because she's taking a hard stand saying she's not going to tell, she's not going to give up her features. Because he's like, I just want to, you know, I like petite. I like a nice butt. I like, she has all, every feature he named, she has. She's petite. She's got a nice body. And it's just all he's asking about. He didn't even ask about face. He just asked about body. Mm-hmm. Is she right, though, for not giving him that? Because part of it could be she could tell him those features, but he puts somebody else's face on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that when he sees her, he gets disappointed.
Right. I think she did the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't cave on her standard of how she was going to go through this process.
Right.
All because she likes this guy. So I was like, kudos to you, AD. Stick to your guns. You came on this show for a reason, and to be able to find love without being so focused on the physical.
Right.
Clay right now is too hyped and focused on the physical, which is just not good.
Exactly. You know, maybe he just wants to know, okay, are you fat? Maybe that's what he's trying to figure out. That's why he made it a point to say petite.
Well, I guess there's questions you can ask, but even then, that's kind of different, because I know back in the day when I was on dating apps, it'd be like, I work out 5 times a week. And I'm like, oh, really? What workouts you do? I do yoga. And I'm like,
Another way, hey, if Ray Charles grabbed your hand, what would he say?
Well, I mean, every date I went on, when that happened, I get that vibe. I was right. It was a lot more person than what I thought I was going to see and what was on their pictures. So you can't really ask that.
More bang for your buck. A package deal.
How warm can you keep me in the winter months? Give me an idea what that's like. I'm glad that she didn't cave on that. Hopefully Clay realizes, oops, I probably should kind of regroup and come back to what this whole experiment's about and not be focused on that. Because if that's what he's been doing his whole dating life, is only looking for people with nice lips, nice butt, and that are petite, well, he'd be missing out on a lot of great people.
Exactly. But what he did, though, was he set up Matthew, because Matthew was on a date next with AD, and this was the next day. And it turns out they've been thinking about each other, right? And Matthew says, it feels like the only reason I'm here is for you. I'm like, lines, boy, go ahead.
He went all in, didn't he? I mean, he professes his admiration, tells her, we could just leave now. Mm-hmm. Pretty much saying that it's either you or nobody for me.
Right.
You know, at this point. Then he asks her about getting her dad's permission. Mm-hmm. Before he proposes. And I like how she handled that. He's like, what did your dad think about this? Well, my dad passed away last year, so he's really not thinking anything.
Yeah, she's got a sixth sense of humor. And then she goes, yeah, we really weren't that close.
Yeah, I know. There's that. But I just thought it was funny. He's not really thinking anything.
Do you think that's when he went, oh, she must be black? Always the way she was like, how important is ethnicity and race when it comes to a spouse? She gave it away all.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
No, I know. You're wrong. So pretty much Matthew is saying that he's not had, there's no one else that he wants or has a deeper connection with. Mm-hmm. And all these things are kind of foreshadowing for episode two. But no one else he has deeper connection with. When she asked about the race question, because I was curious about that, mm-hmm. you know, from coming from a small town. And he said, I don't have a preference. I'm open.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said it's foreshadowing. Here's the interesting thing, because it's what wraps up episode one. He also says this, too. He says, and you don't notice it till you rewatch it, are you going to tell anyone about what I said today? And she's like, no, I wouldn't. This is between us and that. And that kind of tells you everything when she gets back to the women's quarters. Because she gets back to the women's quarters, and she's already kind of told us, like, the women are really keeping it close to the chest. Well, when she gets back to the women's quarters after this date with Matthew, there's one woman who is not keeping it close to the chest, because Amber's out there just telling things. And she's actually telling AD all the things that Matthew told her on their date. And AD is like, man, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think you're talking about White Amber. Right.
Yes.
So White Amber says pretty much all the stuff that Matthew's been saying to her. Well, she tells it to AD as if, hey, this is what he said to me. I feel like this is a connection. And the look on AD's face, boy, she was ready to snap. She's like, isn't that something? It's crazy out in these streets. Like, she could tell.
That's the problem I had with her right there, though. I had a problem with that right there.
And you think she should have said something?
Isn't it shady that she didn't say something? Shouldn't she have said something? Like, hey, you know, he said those things to me, because this woman is, she's so happy saying all these things. And she's just going, And she's making all these sly comments that, of course, Amber's not picking up on, because Amber's on cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
While you're floating all the way down, and you need to just tell her, hey, come down here with me, sis. Let's talk about this.
No. Because she has no loyalty to Amber.
Oh, man.
You know, this is a contest. This is a show. She has no loyalty to Amber to be like, hey, girl, I need to tell you, she's not Whoopi Goldberg from Ghosts. Amber, you in danger, girl. He's wrong. She doesn't owe Amber an explanation, but she's hot and she has every right to be. So I can't wait to see when she confronts Matthew about this.
Well, we'll find out about this in episode two as this continues. How are you feeling about it so far? One episode in.
Interesting. I mean, the pace. I like this pace of how they're doing it. So, but already, you know, I started to not like Matthew. Then I was like, okay, Matthew's not bad. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, crap, Matthew. So.
All in one episode.
All in one episode. I went all over the place with this dude. So. I'm liking it so far, though. So we're off to a good start. Can't wait to see what episode two looks like.
All right. Do us a favor. If you haven't already, please hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please do subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. Episode two, episode three, four, five, six, all coming until before the next drop, because the next drop is next Wednesday. And then it kind of slows down a little bit. Thank God. Whew. Thought they were going to drop six episodes a week. I'm like, Jesus. Need a break.
between these and the other shows we're doing, like, this is my weekend, right? I have a 3-day work weekend, and my boss is like, what are you doing this weekend? I got to do the podcast. I got a lot of episodes.
But we do it for you. We thank you. Thank you very much. And please, tell a friend to tell a friend, hey, come check out these two crazy guys talking about this wonderful show that we all love. Love.
Definitely.
Is blind.
Preach.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.